All right, let's do our NFL picks. We've got the wild cards going on now. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes. Now, we did something new the last couple weeks, or I guess 2 weeks ago, where one of us gets to pick the wild cards for the rest of them. And I picked, I don't know, why did I pick? Because it's my show. Is that the first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, still my show, but Brad is our reigning champion and has the best record. So you have the honor of giving us wild card picks today.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
For giving me the floor here.
You're welcome.
Ben is one of my best friends.
Uh-oh.
He's the worst participant here. His record is in last place, which means he gets the worst game of the week. I'm giving him Buffalo at Miami. Benjamin?
Bazinga. So I'm looking forward to watching the Brock Lobster play again. this guy...
Wait, is he playing again?
Yeah. They're showing him as a starting quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to Tannehill?
Who knows?
You know, and this is the intriguing part about Buffalo. This is the same team that got stomped on first part of the year, and then they come out and beat the Vikings. And then they get stomped on, and they beat the Titans.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Right. Then they get stomped on, and they just pull these weird wins, and then they stomp the Jets.
Yeah.
Which the Jets are not much of a team anyway. But... this is a difficult one. I think Frank Gore's going to have a great game. This is your boy to be a homer for a minute. You guys both love this guy.
Love him.
He's going to have a great game. I think that, because of the, even if it's, Brock Lobster or Tannehill, it's going to be a run game. It's just that simple. And I think at the end of the day, Miami plays really well at home. They're 4-1 at home. I'm going to give it to Miami on this one.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you your game. That
All
is
right.
The old Washington with the redemption tour of Reuben Foster, perhaps. I don't know. Washington at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow. Well, first of all, let's just say a prayer for Alex Smith, whether you're religious or not. Because that was terrible.
I think we should pour one out at Beer 30 for Alex Smith.
I think we should. You're right.
Career.
Said that the Eagles... don't want the Cowboys to run away with the division.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the hunt. Mm-hmm. They are the Super Bowl champions currently. So at this point, I think the Eagles put their foot on the gas and try to make December mean something. And it's going to start with beating up on the Colt McCoy Redskins. So, right? Is he still the quarterback?
You can't even say that with a straight face.
I can't when there are some quarterbacks that are much better playing at the moment.
Without a job. Right.
Just saying.
My wild card game is the Minnesota Vikings at the New England Patriots. This is...
ooh.
Oh, my.
These are two teams that are quarterbacked by cybernetic organisms. Tom Brady is like the T-800. He is the Arnold Schwarzenegger. Older, creaky, gets the job done, but he's not like the new shiny guy, right?
Yeah.
Whereas Kirk Cousins likes the T-1000. They don't have a lot of... neither one of these guys has a ton of personality these days. Kirk Cousins is the guy that, you know, he's new, he's shiny, he's doing good things for Minnesota, but you can lure him into the molten lava, you know, like you can kind of kill him in the end. He's going to do something dumb. The reality is betting against New England in December is a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Minnesota does really good things on defense. They're going to be able to stop New England's run game, which has been surprisingly good this year. The problem is I don't know what they're going to be able to do against Gronkowski. And then vice versa, I think New England's going to really key in on Adam Thielen, and they're going to absolutely blitz Kirk Cousins to death, and they're going to make him do something dumb, which he will do. If you really make him run for his life, he'll do it. And so I think I'd look for a good game from Stephon Diggs. I'd look for a nice game from Dalvin Cook for Minnesota. But at the end of the day, you got to make plays in New England in December, and I just don't think that offensively they're going to be able to do that. New England just has a weird power over everybody there, and... just like in Terminator 2, the T-800 always gets the best of everyone. So Tom Brady, I think, is going to make enough plays in the end. High-scoring game, exciting game. Tom Brady takes in the end. I'm a cybernetic organism.
What happened with the shocking the world?
Oh, yeah, the shocking the world thing, where normally I'm a boxers guy. Briefs today.
Oh.
Briefs today.
Wow.